There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
About great jobs, how about UCF last weekend? Big win over Arizona. Big win in a lot of ways. Dylan Risk from right here in South Florida at Cardinal Gibbons High School gets an opportunity to play quarterback, and he came through with flying colors. Somebody's followed UCF for a long, long time and is right in the middle of this Big 12 menagerie of teams. It's not the Big 12 anymore. It's like a lot more teams, but certainly with UCF having games against Arizona State left and West Virginia, and also against Utah, Matt Mershell from the Orlando Sentinel is staying right on top of it. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Matt, thanks so much for taking the time.
No problem. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And you know what? Following UCF throughout the years like I do, and it's always good to see the Knights, you know, come out on top, especially with the schedule that they have, and especially with the, you know, the schedule that they've played, and also coming up over the next month with Arizona State, West Virginia, and a really tough game against Utah. How satisfying was that to come away with such a big win against Arizona?
Well, I think it was huge. I mean, I think people, you know, got to remember that UCF was going in the middle of a 5-game losing streak, you know, was really kind of saw the season kind of spinning out of control a little bit. You know, and Gus Malzahn on last Monday, you know, made the tough decision of firing defensive coordinator Ted Roof and elevating, right, you know, Addison Williams back to defensive coordinator. And then he also, you know, he relinquished his play calling duties. You know, he gave his play calling. He's been calling plays for off and on, you know, from all of his career, and decided to relinquish them and give those up to Tim Harris Jr. So all that goes on Monday. Then, you know, you're not sure who's going to play quarterback until Saturday, you know, afternoon when Dylan Risk gets the nod. He's the fourth quarterback that UCF has had start a game this year. So Dylan comes out and performs well. You know, they play well. There's a lot of energy. The defense looks energized, you know, was able to hold Arizona to about 270 yards. And, you know, really everything just kind of came together. And it was probably one of the most complete games they played all season. And it's good to see, you know, because one, it snaps the 5-game losing streak, but also because, you know, moving forward, you know, you mentioned those games. You got Arizona State this weekend on the road. You got West Virginia in 2 weeks on the road. And you've got Utah. If you want to have a chance to get it to be bowl eligible, UCF is going to have to win two of those three games. And so to be able to see, maybe get a little consistency right now, I think it's kind of helped them out.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, you look back at that, what you just said about the, you know, hiring Tim Harris Jr. as a full-time play caller. I think everybody is wondering when that was going to happen at the beginning of the year, because, you know, last year when they brought him back from the University of Miami, you know, they elevated him to offensive coordinator, but the play calling duties weren't part of it. And obviously that's something, you know, that a lot of people were shaking their heads about. But you look at Tim Harris, and he's done tremendous. And I believe he was in on the recruiting process at the beginning with Dylan Risk, you know, having South Florida. But this is somebody who's been around high-level football all of his life. You know, his dad, one of the best coaches in the state of Florida. Talk about what he brings to the, you know, to this team, because, you know, he's a great recruiter, obviously. He's a player's coach, because he's, you know, while he's – you know, a disciplinarian and stern, he also, you know, gets along with the kids. And in this day and age, Matt, I think that's essential. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, I think it was a huge opportunity for him. He talked about this the other day with us, you know, that it was he understood how big this was, you know, I mean, and he mentioned all those things about, you know, his growing up in South Florida and being a high school coach and, you know, being the son of a high school coach and, you know, dealing with, you know, with the recruiting aspect. And this was a unique opportunity for him. And I know it's unusual, you know, to get this kind of opportunity late in the year, you know, but, you know, that's one of the reasons why Gus Malzahn brought Tim back this year, was because, you know, he developed a really good relationship with him, and he felt like those two guys were kind of on the same wavelength. You know, they both have similar career kind of career paths. You know, that's how Gus started his career, was in the high school ranks, you know, and so they kind of developed an affinity, you know, and so you've seen Gus now, you know, saying, listen, I'm going to give up these play calling duties. I want to make sure it's in your hands. You need to go out there and kind of run this offense. And the players responded. You know, that was the thing. It could have either gone two ways. It could either gone the team was flat and they lose the game, or they come out energized. And they were very energized. The offense looked very much a lot more spark to it. You know, I think Tim talked about, you know, they called a little bit more, some different plays, got more players involved, you know, especially in the passing game. And that opened up a lot of the running game. So for him, it was a huge step, you know, moving forward, whether he's going to be around here next year or what happens in the off season, you know, with his coaching staff. I think just given this opportunity, it's almost like having a trial run at a job just to kind of prove what he can do. And if he can continue to do what he's done so far, I think it's a good step for him moving forward.
Yeah, no doubt. Matt Mershell joins us. Orlando Sentinel covers UCF football. And you mentioned the games ahead. Obviously, this week at Arizona State, Arizona State's improved dramatically over the last couple of years, certainly when Herm Edwards was there. And then now with a situation where they have some young kids and then certainly infused with some of the transfer portal kids. What do you expect this weekend? Because UCF's riding a pretty good high over last week, and they know that they could score. Now they know they have confidence in the offense, and as you mentioned, limiting Arizona to just 12 points, they got to feel good coming in. And as you mentioned, they've got to win two out of the last three games. To me, you know, the next two I think would be the games. Utah is going to be tough. It's an 8 o'clock game. It's on a Friday. It's you know, a contest that everybody's going to be watching. Do you give UCF a pretty decent chance this week in Arizona?
I think they do have a decent chance, as, you know, all the things you mentioned, you know, with a lot of confidence going into it. But, you know, again, they understand that it's going to be a tall task. I mean, you know, Dylan Risk came out this weekend against Arizona and, you know, kind of was on their display. Well, now Arizona State's got video footage of him. You know, they got film of him now. So it's not like he's going to surprise anybody. And, you know, and you know, Tim talked a little bit about this. You know, they didn't open up the entire playbook, you know, against Arizona. So there's going to be some opportunities for Dylan to do some things maybe that that no one has seen so far. And, you know, I asked this question, you know, well, okay, he's still a young guy. And you're going across the country. You're going 5 hours away. You're going to go in front of a really good crowd, you know, at Arizona State. This team has played much, much better under Kenny Dillingham. They're 6-2. They're still in the hunt for really, in my mind, they could still be in the hunt for the Big 12, depending on how things work out. So, you know, I think for UCF, you know, it's all about doing the things they did this past weekend, not making any mistakes, and trying to let, you know, Dylan run the offense. There's going to be moments, and I think, you know, Dylan was asked this, I asked him this, and I asked him this. There's going to be moments when you're going to make a mistake. I mean, you're a young guy, you know, you're going to throw a pick or something's going to happen. You know, it's how he responds to that, you know what I mean? And I think that's where this team doesn't want to let things kind of go too long, is that if he gets out there and he struggles a little bit, how do they find ways to maybe help him out? You know, obviously RJ Harvey in the backfield is a huge help. You know, he's going to be able to take some of that load of the offense. So I think they got a good chance this weekend against Arizona State. I think next 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks from now, West Virginia, I think is going to be the challenge. It's a tough place to play. It's going to be cold. I think it's going to be one of those challenges there. And I actually think they got a good chance against Utah. Utah struggled this year, and they got a chance coming home. So there is a chance that they could win two out of the next three. But again, they've got to play good football, and they can't let themselves get caught up in everything else.
Yeah, well done. Matt, let everybody know how they can follow you, your social media, also on the website at the Orlando Sentinel.
Yeah, they can go to OrlandoSentinel.com to check out all the latest, and they can follow me on social media at OS Matt Mershell.
Good stuff. Matt, thank you. As always, we'll check back in with you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Good stuff. Matt Mershell from the Orlando Sentinel does a tremendous job with UCF football.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.